your ass off.
I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
What's happening, Captain?
We gotta come into that ending a little better.
It's like hitting a brick wall.
I know.
Oh, yeah, nothing like a little of that to get you going. Honestly, hello, hi, how are ya? It's the Lesbian Lounge from My Lesbian Radio. This is Denise. I am so thrilled to have you. Hello. Hey, I'm a big American lesbian living in London, and that's pretty much my life. And I am always here for you, because we're global, and that means that you can find us on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, the free listening app that's compatible with any phone. It's available in the App Store and on Google Play. I also stream right out of rainbowradio.fm every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern. So many ways to listen. So many ways. You can email me anytime you want at the Lesbian Lounge Podcast @gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at the Lesbian Lounge, all one word. Always around. I'm always here for you. And I'm happy to be with you. As I mentioned, this is from mylesbianradio.com. You can always check that out. If you are an avid podcaster, then by all means, mylesbianradio.podbean.com. We got a fresh new look. You can check that out whenever you want. So listen, you know what? Unless you've been like taking up residence on another planet, then, you know, it's been a massive Adele week. Yeah. I think it was just last week that I reported that a cheeky and mysterious ad played during X Factor. It was just the opening sentence of Adele's new single Hello, and it caused the world to lose their shit. But just a mere 3 days later, Adele and XL Recordings released the actual November 20th date for her new album, 25. And then came the single, and that just blew our minds. It blew our fucking minds. The video, which came out, the video was huge. It was just a big Friday. I mean, like, I don't remember such a significant day, really. It was massive. I know I watched the video Friday morning. At that point, it only had like 43 views because it was released at like something like midnight or something. Very little fanfare. So I watched it, had 43 views. In a matter of an hour or so, it was up to 50,000. And by 5 p.m., it had over a million. and I know probably 20,000 of those were my hits, but I listened to Adele, all kinds of interviews on BBC radio music stations, and she said she was worried when she didn't hear anything from her team about how it was going. She said she does not have access to social media. She's not on Facebook. She just joined Instagram, and what she did was she just went on the internet and did a Twitter search, and nothing was happening. So she thought that the world had forgotten about her or they didn't care anymore. Well, guess what? Within a day, the Hello video had broken Taylor Swift's record of 20 million views in 24 hours. Adele had over 23 million views in 24 hours. The song and the video were shared a record-breaking 15 million times, and all was right with the world. So, God, without any further ado, let's play it. Here's Adele with Hello.
After all these years, you'd like to me to go over everything. They say time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
Can you even? Oh my God, so good. So good. As a matter of fact, just today I read an amazing interview, really her first interview in over 3 years, and it was with a magazine called id.vice.com, and it was great. And when it came to that song, the reporter wrote, and I quote, "In a similar way to Someone Like You, Hello, which is produced by Greg Kurstin, feels like a moment. It makes your heart rise and fall and rise again." The song is about hurting someone's feelings, but it's also about trying to stay in touch with myself, says Adele, which sometimes can be a little bit hard to do. She explains, it's about a yearning for the other side of me. When I'm away, I really, really miss my life at home. The way that I feel when I'm not in England is, she pauses, desperation. I can't breathe anywhere else. Why? I don't know. I'm so attached to my whole life here. I get worked up that I'm missing out on things. So Hello is about wanting to be at home and wanting to reach out to everyone I've ever hurt, including myself, and I apologize for it. The reporter goes on to say, it struck me initially that the song may be an apology of sorts to the guy that she used to date, the someone like you guy. Oh God, no, she says immediately. That's over and done with, thank fuck. That's been over and done with for fucking years. No, it's not about anyone specifically. It's about friends, ex-boyfriends. It's about myself. It's about my family. It's also about my fans as well. And I think that's huge. You know, she goes on to talk about all the different tracks on the 25 album. The interview is absolutely amazing. If you get a chance to read it, again, I strongly suggest that you do. It's just that good. It's a very inside, very personal kind of interview. Really, really good stuff. Let's talk about the video, though. The Hello video was directed by 26-year-old Canadian Xavier Dolan. And it was a stunning, like, mini movie filmed in these great sepia tones, capturing all the emotions that we've all come to love from Adele. If the guy in it looks familiar, that is the guy that's in the video is Tristan Wilde. And he was in The Wire, and he was also in the 90210 reboot. But we won't need to talk about that. All that controversy over the flip phone, right? So Dolan said that the idea of putting an iPhone in the video felt like he'd be endorsing or promoting the product, and he doesn't understand all the hoopla over the fact that it was a flip phone. In fact, it's stressing him out, so just stop it. celebrities, as well as us mere mortals, were all over Twitter praising the new song, including Katy Perry, Kate Hudson, Kelly Clarkson, Russell Crowe, John Stamos, Lena Dunham, and Sam Smith. And right on cue, the queers were out in full force, already passing along Adele's makeup how-to videos, how to get those perfect cat eyes, planning their next drag look. And of course, and I dreaded this, I gotta tell you, I dreaded the remixes that were gonna happen. And I found one, and it's really not bad. So I gotta say, you know, well done. This is Paul DeMixi remix. And this is the remix of the Adele song Hello. So check this out. Pretty cool stuff. I mean, you listen, it's options, really. I mean, that's what it's all about. I was worried, I think, in the beginning that they were, you know, it would be destroyed. And obviously it sounds really sped up and the raw emotion is just completely gone from the song. But it's what a remix is all about, just being able to move to the music. So I'll play that in its entirety at the end of the show. But so on to other things, man. A lot going on, as usual. It's never not quiet in our big gay world, is it? Listen, aren't you lucky ladies in the San Francisco area? You've got an evening of music and conversation with Grey's Anatomy star Sarah Ramirez, and that is on Saturday, November 7th at 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. at the San Francisco LGBT Center. Don't wait long to get your tickets. This is huge, and it is in support of the NCLR rights organization. So you can go to the nclrrights.org site, and I think if you click on your calendar, you will find that, and there will be a link for tickets. But that sounds big and important and incredible, because I know our buddy Dana Goldberg is, newly friended friend of Sarah Ramirez. So she doesn't have enough good stuff to say about her star encounter at one of the NCLR rights dinners. So so show your support if you're in the area. That sounds like it would be a fantastic evening. She's so talented, singing, and, you know, such a huge ally for our team. So so do that, if you will. Obviously, the money goes to the good cause. Some other interesting stuff. Pink News is reporting that British funny lady Dawn French admits that she's fantasized about women before and even described a kiss between her and Jennifer Saunders as lovely. The actress told the Telegraph earlier this week. As far as I know, I'm straight, she said. There are a couple of women, and I think if I really met them, that they're famous people in America, and I think that, like, if I really met them, I think, ooh, I would like to do that with her. But if actually confronted with the real, actual throbbing person, I'm sure I wouldn't. So, Don, you know what? Listen, this goes right out to you, Don French. Maybe we can find out, because this American right here, me, this American, will be at the South Bank Center on November 22nd during Sue Perkins' Evening with Don French. So maybe we can visit that whole idea and see how it would go. I'm okay with it. I'm okay if you are, Don. So listen, the lesbian-driven website Kitschmix.com has been putting out some really great articles lately. If you're not following them, you definitely should be. The most recent ones that have caught my attention are The Importance of Your Partner's Fetishes, Which Dating App is Best for You, What Separates Love from Infatuation, and The Ultimate List of Lesbian Stereotypes and Cliches. I mean, really good stuff. I like their writers. I like the stuff that they put on Facebook. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them on Twitter. And I'm sure if you subscribe on the website, you'll get updates of what's going on there. But always good stuff, I gotta say. One of my favorites. They're, you know, there's the big three, right? I mean, there's After Allen, there's She Wired. And I gotta say, Kitschmix was right up there. And Auto Straddle, always good too. But and news about Auto Straddle, they're looking for writers and contributors. So get in touch with them if you think you got what it takes. Because, again, they're one of the ones that are always in their saved places. So good stuff. More news. So She's in London, the newest web series by Planet M Productions in Planet London, that was shot entirely on location in Soho, London, has aired their 5 episodes on telofilms.com to brilliant responses. A lot of great cameos, including Lucy Spraggan, our very own Cindy Edwards from Elfest, and even yours truly had a little audio cameo in the 5th episode. It was really great. The series stars musician actress Miri as Theo, who gets herself in a bit of a mess when she sleeps with her flatmate's ex, the woman behind the plan to buy out the local lesbian bar for a new straight developing project. And here's a bit of Miri's music, because she was really good in the web series as an actress. And I only knew her as a musician, so I was really amazed at how well she did in the web series. But apparently she's got some acting in her blood too. So I wanted to play a little bit of Miri's song, Part-Time Love. So check this out.
holding on to nothing. You can hold my hand if you like. Doesn't make us right. I can give you more than you can. I can make this love affair nice. Doesn't make you mine. I won't make your dreams come true. I won't run that mile for you, babe. It's not the way I play. And you can't text me all these late night sexy messages daily. Doesn't make me yours. But I can be your part-time love. I can be your part-time lover. Let me be your part-time love. I can be your part-time love. I want to be your part-time lover. Let me be your part-time love. You've been watching too many movies. My past lovers drew crooked lines. Now I'm tough inside. We are not an 80s ending. This year's love is far from trending. We're just fashionably mild. You can call on me, but I won't be your everything, babe. It's not the way I play. And you can wander with your eyes and heart. I will be fine. You're not mine inside. But I can be your part-time love. I can be your part-time lover. Let me be your part-time love. I can be your part-time love. I want to be your part-time lover. Let me be your part-time love. We can love and have adventures on Route 66, before we linger away. I can dedicate my songs to you before my heart falls for another score. But I can be your part-time love. I can be your part-time lover. Let me be your part-time love. I can be your part-time love. I want to be your part-time lover. Let me be your part-time love.
Good stuff there from Miri. If you want to check out more, go to www.miriofficial.com. So yeah, she's in London doing really, really well. Another web series gaining some press is Scissors. S-C-I-S-S-R-S. There's no O in that. It's a new series following the lives of a bunch of lesbians navigating the dating world in Brooklyn, New York's queer scene. They have an Indiegogo campaign going on to raise $30,000, and they've hit the 10 grand mark. They've got 20 days to go to reach their goal. The pilot episode is available on YouTube under Scissors Pilot. Have a look. It's got over 120,000 views, and it's got a real L-word feel to it, but there's a few cute moments, and it's a really good-looking cast, so no harm, no foul, man. Check it out. See what you think. In other news, over in Kentucky, Moorhead, Kentucky, to be exact, April Miller and Karen Roberts stood before a minister Saturday night, hand in hand, and said the two words that they fought months to exchange. That's right, they said, "I do." And this couple was first denied a license by Kentucky County Clerk Kim Davis, always, always in the news. And they celebrated their wedding on Saturday, capping a month-long saga that landed them in the middle of a national firestorm over religious freedom and civil rights. They laid out only one rule for their guests, and that was no one was to mention Davis. Can't say I blame them. On the big screen, there has been much talk about the Todd Haynes film, Carol, starring Kate Blanchett and Rooney Mara. Just about every lesbian media site has raved about the movie. After Ellen in particular had this to say, "The film just buzzes with life as if it might come bursting from the screen. Director Todd Haynes is a craftsman with a story, but one of his real gifts is making a period piece feel so contemporary. Carol always feels right on point, a human story with two beating hearts at the center, beautifully shot, and a real masterclass in how a love scene can be both hot and emotionally charged." So this opens on November 20th. I think people are really going to be running out to see it. And I heard that a lot about this movie. I think back when it was at Cannes Film Festival, it got just amazing, amazing talk after the film premiered. So, yeah, I'm waiting for that one. I'm looking forward to it. more good news in film. The long-awaited trailer for Almost Adults has finally hit the interweb, and we couldn't be happier. Camilla's, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the vampire web series Camilla, but Camilla's Natasha, I'm going to screw this last name up bad, Natasha Negovanilis and Elise Bauman star in this new feature film written by Adriana DiLeonardo and directed by Sarah Rotello of the Gay Women Channel. Fame, I think that's a YouTube channel. The film follows the best friends as they try to navigate their changing lives and how their friendship will evolve as they leave college and enter adulthood. While Cassie ends a long-term relationship with her boyfriend, best friend and roommate Mackenzie finally decides she's ready to come out as a lesbian and jumps headfirst into the dating pool. And you can watch the trailer on AfterEllen.com. I watched it, and it looks absolutely adorable. It really looks like it's going to be good. And you know what? Kudos to them, because, again, it's so difficult to get a full-length feature made, and they're doing it. So, so proud. And some good news for the gay boys. We don't want to leave them out. good news for the gay boys. Cher, the stage play, is back on, according to Cher herself. The 69-year-old entertainer has been very hard at work on the stage play about her life. Plans for the autobiographical featuring her biggest hits from the past six, yes, you heard me, six decades were first announced back in 2012, but the project then stalled. Now, according to the Believe singer herself, it's back on track and may be near completion. When the project was initially announced 3 years ago, Cher revealed that it would focus on three different periods of her life: before she met Sonny Bono, after the couple separated through her Believe tour in 1999, and then present day, with a different actress playing her in each era. So no word yet on the completion date or if any actresses have been tapped to play Cher. But that's not all for you boys. No, no. Oh, no. The stars from RuPaul's Drag Race have recorded a holiday album that, you heard me, the collection called Christmas Queens will drop on November 13th, and its track list features classic covers and original tunes by fan favorites from Sharon Needles to Jinx Monsoon. So, you know what? That is, that's big news for you guys, and I couldn't be happier. And just for you, here you go. Talking to you, you're so sad. Yeah, so that was one for the boys. You know what? Can't leave them out. So listen, actress and comedian Rebel Wilson is launching a clothing line expressly for my newest favorite store called Torrid. Not sure if I mentioned this place, but I stumbled on it a while back when I was in Florida, and it was like a dream come true. The store specializes in plus sizes with an edgy look to them. Every type of body style is accommodated here. Skinny jeans, boyfriend jeans, jeggings, distressed, torn, dark. Dresses, shorts, boots, accessories, sunglasses, you name it, it's here. All looks, all types, and the staff was phenomenal. Yeah, there was a lot of like little chubby girls working there, but the best part is that they will discuss with you everything, like about your body type. Like the one girl was like, you know, I have such a hard time because my calves are big, my waist is a little bit smaller, and I wasn't finding jeans to fit me properly. So, you know, and then she would explain why this jean was good for that, and this style was better if you had a bigger waist, smaller ankles. I mean, they were really, really great and super accommodating. I loved it, and I loved the style of everything. And if you know me, you know that I don't like shopping because I can never find things that fit right. I can never find a look that suits me. But I was all over this place. I could have spent a small fortune and a weekend in that store, and hands down had a good time. it's just fantastic. So don't fear. Like if you can't find one in a mall near you, you can shop online at torrid.com. So that's really good news. So Rebel's line, the Revolution, hits stores November 1st, and we're all looking forward to that. Here's some news for LGBTQ students. Starting November 1st, you can apply for a Point Foundation scholarship. You can check this out at pointfoundation.org. The Point Foundation was established in 2001 to nurture the next generation of LGBTQ leaders. Point Foundation empowers promising LGBTQ students to achieve their full academic and leadership potential, despite obstacles often put forth before them, to make a significant impact on society. By identifying and supporting these scholars, Point hopes to provide a greater level of acceptance and respect within future generations for all persons regarding sexual orientation, gender expression, or gender identity. We honor our scholars, their leadership, their early involvement in lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer causes, and their pledge to make the world a fair and better place. So check that out at pointfoundation.org. Again, you can start applying as of November 1st. So that's pretty good news. In other news, junk news really, Ruby Rose flew the flag for gender fluidity from a very public platform at the MTV European Music Awards, the EMAs, And that was on just the other night, two nights ago, I think. The Orange is the New Black actress sent Twitter into a frenzy by promoting inclusiveness in her introduction when she welcomed ladies and gentlemen and everyone in between. Rose, whose performance at the MTV EMAs with her co-host Ed Sheeran was roundly well-received by critics, does not identify as exclusively male or female. The 29-year-old has become a spokesperson for gender fluidity by speaking extensively about her self-identification and when she released Break Free, a short video celebrating gender fluidity in 2014. The YouTube film was watched almost 13 million times. As usual, Ed Sheeran was a drunken pumpkin-headed wang, and Justin Bieber was the big winner of the night as he continued his I'm So Humble tour. So in other news, Ellen DeGeneres talked openly about her life on Oprah Winfrey's Masterclass series, discussing the moment her telephone call to God skit came about out of really what was a tragic incident. Here's a clip of Ellen talking about that.
I mean, my grandfather died when I was a little girl, but I didn't really know him. I wasn't close, so I didn't really, and I didn't go to the funeral. But my girlfriend had been killed in a car accident, and I was, we were living together at the time. My brother's band was performing, and we had broken up. We'd fought a lot. She was trying to get me to come back home. I acted like I couldn't hear her because the music was too loud. I was planning on moving back in. I just was trying to teach her a lesson, and I was staying with some friends. So I just acted like I couldn't hear, and I was being really dismissive of her. She had left before us, and as we were driving home, we saw a car, and it was split in two, and we heard sirens behind us, so it had just happened. Nobody was there yet, and we just kept going. And I found out the next morning that it was her in the car. And so that, you know, of course, made me feel like I should have gone home with her that night. She wouldn't have been with that person. I should have stopped. Maybe she would have, you know, all kinds of things. But a lot of guilt. I think it made me realize how fragile and how easily you can lose somebody. I mean, just literally in an instant, she just was gone. And it was really hard, but it really did, it shifted my entire focus and my life. I lived in this tiny basement apartment where you couldn't even stand up fully. It was, the ceilings were so low, it was like you couldn't stand up. And I had a mattress on the floor, and the basement was infested with fleas. There were just fleas everywhere. And I remember thinking, it just seems so ridiculous that this young 23-year-old girl who, you know, I was just living with was gone and fleas are here. And so I just thought it would be great to just pick up the phone and call up God and talk about this. And so I just picked up a pen, and there were no like scratch out, start over. It just was written. It just, the whole thing came out, the whole conversation, the whole phone call. And when I finished writing, I just thought Johnny Carson would love that. I know he would appreciate that, and I'm going to do that on the show.
And I don't know, you guys probably know what happened after. Several years later, Ellen was invited to appear on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show, and it was the first time on network television, and as part of the stand-up routine, she performed her phone call to God bit. And Carson was so impressed that he motioned for Ellen to join him, and she became the first female comic ever to sit on his couch. You can watch Oprah's Masterclass. I think that airs on Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern on the OWN network. I mentioned last week that I was going to see Tip in the Velvet at the Lyric Theater, and what a night that was. It was really good. It was so different than what you would think if you're a Tipping the Velvet fan. I'll admit, the first time I saw the DVD, it barely held my attention. And I know it's a lesbian classic, so I felt really bad that it didn't have an impact on me whatsoever. But I got to say that the stage version was so immensely entertaining. It was like fast-paced. It still covered all the good stuff, the blossoming infatuation that Nancy Astley finds in male impersonator Kitty Butler, who jilts her later, and that sends Nan off into a world of adventure and exploration. The Lindsay Turner production really embodied a stylized theatricality, and it kept all the humor and the sexual explicitness that we remember from the Sarah Waters novel. Unfortunately, it's not showing in London. If you missed it in London, you may want to haul your ass up to Edinburgh, because Tipping the Velvet is at the Royal Lyceum, and that is in Edinburgh from Wednesday, October 28th, until the 14th of November, and it is well worth the trip. Speaking of trips, I will be heading to London, to the Half Moon pub that's actually in Putney, because Eek, our favorite girl band from here in the UK, is opening for Never the Bride, another intense duo. And this is, again, at the Half Moon pub in Putney. So if you're out and about, please stop by, come see the girls, come see us. It's a really good night. We've been there before. We've seen this combination of Eek opening for Never the Bride, and it was fantastic. So I'm super, super looking forward to my Thursday night. So yeah, join us if you can. You know what, my friends? Halloween is upon us, so here's wishing you a super fun night this coming weekend. I can't wait to see all your costumes. Feel free to tweet pictures to me on Twitter, at Lesbian Lounge. I'm super interested. Can't wait. And really, that's about it. I'm gonna leave you with the Adele remix, because I'm all about the vocals, and it's her vocals, and even though they're sped up, and the rawness is missing from it, it still gets you moving, and it's still Adele. So I will play the Adele remix in its entirety, and then I'm going to follow that with a little bit of Eek, Turbo Girl. And that's it for me. Love you. Mean it. Bye-bye.
walking through the Eververse. Sometimes knocks my head off course. Seem to take a holidays abroad when simply stepping out the door. Colliding in the same direction. This love, it feels like an infection. But if there was a remedy, I'd stick it out.
Thank you.